Oh, now he wants to talk.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Now he wants to talk.
I'm here. Yeah, sorry about that.
What a nobber.
I'm a nobber?
Yeah.
That's quite an outlandish accusation.
You're quite quiet on my speakers.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm loud and fabulous in real life.
How's your week been, though?
How's my week been?
Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad. I've been very much looking forward to casting another pod with you tonight. Are you ready to cast a pod?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Precisely how far would you like to cast the pod?
Into the sea.
Let's do it. You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Oh! Hello and welcome to the 3 Minute 16 podcast with me, Zeke Eden, and that is Graham right there. Graham, how's it going?
I think you'll find it's oh hello, not oh. Hello.
Yeah, but I like to add a little bit of drama every now and then. And sometimes I just shake it up, keep them on the toes, you know what I mean?
Not really.
No.
I've got a question for you.
Go for it.
So we got contacted by a podcast consultant.
Oh, yes, we did. Yeah, some Burke emailed me and said, we can make your podcast more professional. No one can, my friend.
Podcast consultant actually a thing?
Apparently that's a job title, yeah.
Is it for reals? Because, like, nobody's making money from podcasts.
Are we not?
I don't know, are we?
No, we're not. Don't worry about the financials, mate.
No, I'm not. But my point is, how do they expect to get money from the poor?
Graham, they contacted everyone. It's just a spam email.
Oh, right. I thought they were, like, genuinely giving you, like, pointers on where we could improve.
No. I'm sure he would have done that. But no, he just fired it out to every single podcast under the sun just to see who will bite, essentially. And I think it's quite self-evident that he's never heard the show before if he's emailing us and saying, let's make your show professional.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that?
I don't think I could.
But without further ado, we're going to get to today's 316. Once again, we've got some new people suggesting topics that haven't already suggested them. So, if you're still waiting to get your topic discussed in 3 minutes and 16 seconds, then hang around. We will hit them all. We'll talk about anything. But I think we should give priority to some of the new folk. What do you reckon?
I think you should give me a number out of the new folk.
Yeah, that's what I was planning on doing. So we've got... Let me see here. Let's go 1 to 4 today.
4.
Today's is from Jamie Nunnery, who is started listening not too long ago. She supports us on Patreon as well. By us, I mean me. And she's along with the many people who are doing their very best to share this podcast far and wide, which we always appreciate. This is episode 20, I've just realised, Graham.
Is it really?
It's episode 20. We've had just over 500 downloads, which I don't think is too bad within the first 20 episodes.
I think it's very good.
It's not bad. Yeah, we're picking up steam with thanks to the guys sharing it out. So, yeah, continued support, always appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, let's get to Jamie's topic. Today, we're talking about... Are you sitting comfortably?
I'm on a red sofa, and not that the colour has any standing on how comfortable I am, but the cushions. Whenever we do a podcast, I'm either on the bed with a cat trying to climb up me, or I'm on the sofa downstairs because it's close enough to the roof that it picks up signal. Now this sofa, I've seen pancakes that are flatter.
Right.
So that's my answer. How about you?
I'm sitting comfortably. I'm just making sure you're okay. Today's topic is swearing. Passionate or ignorant? Graham, what do you feel? The comment was a little bit more expanded from Jamie. She was saying, you know, is it always a sign of a weaker mind if someone is effing and jeffing the whole time, or can it be used as a powerfully and passionately?
Well, I think it's situational, isn't it? Because, like, let's say you're in a bathtub, right, and you've knocked maybe a toaster into it.
it happens all the time. I don't know why I keep leaving the toaster there.
But yeah, like, you know, you give yourself a mains shock and then you swear. I mean, that's fairly acceptable, isn't it? But let's say maybe...
Oh, titty biscuits! I've electrocuted myself! Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, like that one. But that's not the best swear either. But
I think you'll find that's quite forceful. I might even bleep it out. In fact, Graham, can I do something fun?
What?
For the rest of this podcast, I am going to bleep out random words that you say, so it sounds like you're swearing.
Don't do that.
Graham, can you mind your language, please?
What? I haven't done anything.
This is a family podcast. I do apologise about Graham's language. Please continue, Graham. Without swearing.
Okay, so let's say, I don't know, you're in a situation...
I am not.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Somebody's in a situation where, you know, they're very riled up. Mm-hmm. And let's say somebody's hit you in the okay, like you're going to swear, aren't you? But let's say you've read a newspaper article, and it says you're likely to become redundant because of your job. You wouldn't then go around the office and start swearing at people saying likely to be redundant, would you?
Well, this actually happened to me recently. I was facing redundancy last month, and I swore a little bit.
Yeah, passionate though. But
yeah,
let's say you're down the pub with your mates having a few pints, and you know there's like a family nearby. You know, that's isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's got to be situationally appropriate. I always struggle with writing comedy. Since my YouTube channel moved towards more angry rants, because I started off doing gameplay stuff and attracted a lot of younger viewers.
Yeah.
So now that I transitioned into the angry comedy, it's a bit weird. I don't like swearing, knowing that I've got a lot of teenagers and even younger people watching. But there's some lines, like I'm writing a script at the moment, I cannot rewrite it to remove the swearing. It's like the humour in one particular line absolutely hinges on me swearing. It'll be bleeped out, but it features the C-bomb. And sometimes it happens, you know. I think like George Carlin and Bill Hicks, comedians like that, they wouldn't be as funny if they self-censored like that. So sometimes you've just got to, in comedy. But unfortunately, we're out of time. Last word, Graham? Oof. Let's keep it clean for the next one. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll catch you next time. Cheerio.
Bye.